The U.S. government has come up with a new arrangement for deporting Palestinians who were detained after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. In the past, many Palestinian immigrants have been considered stateless, unable to be sent back since there's no recognized state of Palestine. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on the new procedure.
An unknown number of Palestinians were flown to Egypt last week, taken to the border with the Gaza Strip, and transferred to Israel's army, which controls all entry points into Gaza and the West Bank. Karim Shora is a lawyer with the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. He says it's unacceptable to deport someone to a war zone, let alone give them to the enemy.
Well, obviously, Israel is a hostile country to the Palestinians, and you're handing them over to a hostile force and telling them we'd like them to be returned to the West Bank, but it's your decision to make. They're in your custody.
Israeli embassy spokesman Mark Regev says such fears are unwarranted. He says he is not aware that any of the deportees were detained on arrival in Gaza.
First of all, we're not talking about people with security problems, people who've been involved in terrorism. We're talking about people who, once again, have been in the United States in violation of their visa commitments. And they are not going to be going to Israel. They're going back to their home communities, either in the West Bank or in Gaza.
But immigrant advocates question whether all the detainees do have home communities there. In New York, one Palestinian, a human rights activist, is fighting deportation, claiming that under international law, he is stateless. Supporters say Farouk Abdelmouti has been in the U.S. for more than 25 years. In the past, Israeli authorities and even Palestinian officials often would not recognize the right of such a person to return. Now, with this new avenue of deportation, immigration lawyer Sohel Mohammed worries U.S. officials will act even more aggressively to detain and deport Palestinians who violated visa laws. Mohammed considers this a bad thing if the person has no family ties in the area. On the other hand, he says it could be good news for those who want to return. In the past, Mohammed says Palestinians ordered deported have faced legal limbo or some unknown exile.
The State Department goes on a shopping. You know, they go out and send letters out to the various foreign governments basically saying, look, we have XYZ individuals. Would your country willing to accept them?
In this way, a Palestinian deportee could end up in, say, Siberia. Yet it's not clear whether this new deportation procedure will change that or have any wider implications at all. The State Department has said there is no new policy. Karen Kraushaar is with the Immigration and Naturalization Service.
Quite frankly, it would be unwise and impractical to generalize from specific cases, especially regarding deportations to areas of the world that are currently in any form of political turmoil. But I would like to say that the United States government works carefully in cooperation with governments of other countries to ensure the safe and efficient deportation of foreign nationals who have no more legal right to remain in the United States.
It's not known how many more Palestinians detained in the aftermath of 9/11 may be deported. U.S. and Israeli officials say they do expect to send some to the West Bank through neighboring Jordan soon. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.